This is All Things Considered on 88.5 KNKX. Good afternoon, I'm Ed Ronco. What is the state of the local economy? Business leaders in Seattle, in Tacoma, spent some time with that question this morning. In separate meetings, they talked about the very different challenges both King and Pierce counties are facing as they try to make the economy work for the people who live here. 88.5 Simone Aliseo is at the annual King County Economic Forecast Conference this morning. Will James was at the Pierce County Economic Development Board's annual meeting, and they are here with me now to compare and contrast some of what was said. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
All right, Simone, let's begin with you. What was the message in King County?
Well, the forecast was generally sunny. You know, we heard from a global economist, a national economist, a regional economist, and the word is that everything is kind of just generally trending up. Here, unemployment is generally low. Obviously, home values are up, property values are up. Our big businesses, you know, Boeing, Amazon, they're doing pretty well. We're exporting our goods and services. So the bottom line was kind of people generally want to live, work, and do business here. And the challenge is really keeping up with demand.
Will James, a similar view there in Pierce County?
What we got was a rosy view of a county that has seen some economic development setbacks over the past year. The Economic Development Board for Tacoma Pierce County is, of course, in the business of rosy views. Their job is recruiting companies to the area, and they've managed to do that in some high-profile cases of tech companies and such, but it's also been a tough year. You know, Pierce County made this very public full-court press for Amazon HQ2 that fell flat, the second Amazon headquarters. Two major employers in downtown Tacoma, State Farm Insurance and the dialysis company DaVita, both announced they were leaving their Tacoma offices. So, you know, and that means the loss of hundreds of jobs from the city, which is a big deal. I asked Bruce Kendall, the president of the Economic Development Board, about all that, and he sees it as Pierce County getting swept up in these national decisions by corporations. Here's what he said.
The first thing's always their own market. You know, what's going on in their market? What do they need to do to be successful? They're a national company. So what do they need to do? And so that decision was based on a national reorganization that the State Farm, that the company was doing.
So, you know, he got broken up with, but he sees it as a more, you know, it's a it's not you, it's me situation. And the plus side of all this, as he sees it, is that, you know, one of the biggest challenges facing Tacoma is a lack of high quality office space. And there's going to be a whole lot of that opening up downtown in the coming months and years.
All right. So we have these two meetings on the local economy, King County, Pierce County, on the same day. Did the cities, Seattle, Tacoma, mention each other or the work going on in other parts of the region? I'm kind of interested in how they think about themselves in the bigger picture, Simone.
Yeah. So the forecast conference that I went to is put on by the King County Economic Development Council. So, you know, obviously they're definitely concerned about King County as a county wide. And, you know, there was lots of talk about regional strength and the regional economy, making sure the different cities are sticking together. The mayor of Auburn gave opening remarks, and she also sat on a panel with the mayors of Everett and Kirkland, who all sort of talked about their economic development and their relationship to Seattle and what that was like. Tacoma was mentioned once, but it was kind of a throwaway mention. Mm-hmm. And Pierce County, any mention of Pierce County was definitely not explicit. So, Will, I'm, you know, definitely curious to hear what you were listening to down there.
Well, I don't think the words King County or Amazon were mentioned in Pierce County today, but it's hard to avoid the specter of Seattle, which loomed over the entire meeting. The reason for that is that Pierce County is a county that has some limits on its control over its own economic destiny, being so close to Seattle. And leaders in Pierce County, their nightmare is, you know, becoming this kind of bedroom community to Seattle, a source of affordable housing for people who are commuting to Seattle. That's why leaders here are so desperate to make these big efforts to attract companies, because nearly half of the county's working population commutes outside of Pierce County for work. Hmm. Leaders here say, you know, they're not looking to land some big whale of a company to solve that problem, but they're trying to cultivate all of these industries like tech and healthcare at once to try to make a dent.
Yeah, and just real quickly, Simone, you mentioned Everett, of course, which is in Snohomish County. These were King and Pierce County summits. So what's Everett's place at the table there?
Well, you know, they made a showing. I think part of it just has to do with the fact that Boeing obviously has major manufacturing out there. So if you're going to talk about Boeing, you can't not talk about Everett. It also, I think, has to do with the way some economic data is collected. Everett is usually part of a statistical area that includes Seattle.
So we talk about the bigger picture, whether it's geographic in this case, or even kind of topically, right? Business communities aren't just paying attention to numbers and companies and economic data. They're also interested in broader questions. Will, let's start with you, because I'm curious what other concerns you heard about beyond just kind of the bottom line in Pierce County.
Well, you could view the issue of commuters trying to cut down on commutes by Pierce County residents as kind of a social issue that the business community is trying to solve. They also talked the business leaders here in Pierce County talked a bit about the need for schools to produce qualified workers. One of their big problems is not getting the workers they need in order to meet their demands and grow the economy here. Housing affordability is a growing concern in Pierce County, but not nearly as much as Seattle and King County yet. So that was mentioned, but was not a huge deal.
And Simone, I'm anticipating that you heard a lot about affordable housing today.
yeah, for sure. I think when it came to challenges facing the region, housing affordability kind of top the list, specifically the lack of affordable rents. You know, that Skylar Olson is an economist for Zillow, and she tied it directly to issues around homelessness, saying, you know, when you have really high rents, like people, you just can't get into housing and it makes it difficult to save. The other things we talked about had to do with income disparity. So incomes are going up, but not going up as fast for everyone. And training also came up in King County too, making sure that workforce development is happening even in industries that are already strong but might be seeing a graying population, maritime, manufacturing, et cetera.
So those top tier incomes are going up really fast. Lower tier incomes, not so much.
Not as fast, yeah, which plays right back into housing. And then I think, you know, the solution that they sort of have proposed from a market standpoint is just building more housing.
One last thing real quickly here before we wrap up. We've been hearing this afternoon that President Trump has officially now imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum. I'm wondering if that came up in either of your meetings, Simone?
Just very, very, very briefly. You know, there was a like I said, an economist who was looking sort of globally who spoke to it. There weren't a whole lot of specifics about what it meant for us, but he kind of mentioned that the biggest general concern was retaliation, and that could just have waves of effects.
Will, any talk of the steel and aluminum tariffs in Pierce County?
Bruce Kendall, who we heard from earlier, the president of the Economic Development Board of Pierce County, called Pierce County the most trade-dependent county in the most trade-dependent state in the U.S. And when I asked him afterward about the tariffs, he says it's a really, really bad idea. He doesn't think local businesses would feel an immediate, instant impact because these contracts are set for a period of time. But he says a trade war, you know, counter tariffs from other countries would eventually hit the local economy hard.
Among the many things to keep watching as we monitor the economies here in Western Washington. That's 88.5's Will James and Simone Alisea. They were talking about economic forums in both Pierce and King counties today. And we will hear some voices from people who spoke at those meetings tomorrow on Morning Edition. Will, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ed.
Simone, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks.
You're listening to All Things Considered on 88.5 KNKX.